This is St. Louis Public Radio. It's been nearly 2 years since the World Health Organization declared the spread of the Zika virus to be a global health emergency. But since then, public interest and federal funding for a vaccine has declined. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen reports on why it still matters to develop a vaccine.
26-year-old Gary Newcomer is waiting in what looks like your typical doctor's office. There's fluorescent lighting, magazines, chairs with vinyl upholstery, but he's not there to see his doctor.
I'm a participant in the Zika vaccine trial.
More than a year ago, St. Louis University began testing a vaccine for the Zika virus on human subjects. Newcomer was one of the first to be enrolled. This is his 16th and last visit to SLU Center for Vaccine Development.
Come on in, we're going to be back this way.
Nurse Tom Picott brings him back to an exam room.
Have you been to a Zika endemic area since we saw you last?
Nope.
Any numbness, tingling, or weaknesses in any part of your body?
No.
Difficulty walking, climbing stairs, or difficulty with balance?
No.
Aren't you glad this is your last visit? You don't have to answer these questions anymore.
Some participants receive two doses of the experimental vaccine, which contains the deactivated Zika virus. Others receive the placebo. But for most visits, they get their blood drawn. Newcomer holds out his right arm.
I always have to wear a short sleeve shirt.
I'm glad you remembered.
So,
yeah, winter can be. People are just taking off layer after layer after layer.
I wear like a thick cardigan. This is like my vaccine outfit. So.
I didn't realize you had a vaccine outfit.
SLU's expecting to finish phase one of the vaccine trial by the end of this year. That's to see how the immune system responds to the vaccine. It's already showing promise according to preliminary results researchers published in The Lancet last month. But the experimental vaccine won't be proceeding into phase two. That's because its sponsor, pharmaceutical company Sanofi, pulled funding in the fall. The company said it was because the National Institutes of Health cut its financial assistance for the vaccine trials. Waning public concern was also another reason. Zika cases have dropped all through the Americas.
How the vaccine is going to go forward from that is not known at this time.
That's Sarah George, an infectious disease researcher who's conducting the trial at SLU. George has worked on developing vaccines for many years, so she's become used to seeing research get shelved time and time again. She saw it after the chikungunya outbreak in the Caribbean in 2013, then Ebola in 2014, and now Zika.
This is something people wrestle with in the vaccine development field. The public interest moves on, and with it, the funding tends to decline, and yet we know Zika will be back.
She says that's just the pattern with viruses transmitted by mosquitoes.
You get a new virus introduced, it goes through the population, it infects a lot of people who are vulnerable, and then the case rate declines. But in another 10, 15 years, you're going to have another group of people who are still vulnerable to Zika, and the vaccine, or the virus, pardon me, will still be out there, and so will the mosquitoes.
And public demand for a vaccine will rise again. Selena Valencia, a public health researcher at the University of Arizona, says there needs to be a proactive approach to viral epidemics like Zika.
I think it's to our detriment that, you know, instead of getting out in front of the ball, we're kind of waiting for the ball to move again. Like, how many infections is it going to take for us to then pick up again on the vaccine trials?
Valencia says there's still a lot to learn about the Zika virus. It's thanks to research that was done early on in the epidemic that scientists know the virus can be sexually transmitted.
But if we created a vaccine, we would become more intimate with those viruses. So it's these little threads of knowledge that are really helpful for public health intervention.
But without continued research, there won't be a vaccine to protect people when Zika infections surge again. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.